Thousands of new parents have been waiting up to 5 months to register their child's birth due to the ongoing impact of May's cyber attack on the HSE. And the issue isn't just a red tape problem, with the registration delays also meaning parents cannot access vital supports like child benefit when they need it most, as Fiacra O'Kinney reports.
Hello, Alison. How are you?
Hi, Fiacra. It's nice to meet you. This is baby Finn.
Alison and Stephen McCabe's baby son Finn was born on the 1st of June. But the couple from Clonsilla in Dublin say lengthy delays mean they won't be given a birth cert until November.
Between COVID and the cyber attack, everything was kind of delayed. 3-4 months passed and we still hadn't heard anything. So I sent an email. Somebody got back to me to say the original application had been lost. I was told then the birth certificate would be up to 30 working days, which means he will be probably about 6 months old before we get a birth certificate for him.
The issue has been caused by May's HSE cyber attack. But while baby Finn is now being officially registered, the McCabe's problems don't end there, as the delays mean the family is still waiting for state supports they were meant to receive when their child was born.
It impacts on a lot. You can't apply for your GP visit card, can't get a passport, we can't get his baptism cert, we can't get his children's allowance. It's a lot of chasing, which you don't need when you have a new baby and a toddler. It should just kind of be straightforward.
In nearby Dublin City, Natasha Glumachik and her partner Rory tell a similar story about their four-month-old son, Liam.
A couple of days after arriving home, we completed the online forms to register his birth. Fast forward to October, we still had no information and no birth certificate. I decided to call, but I got an automated message saying they were receiving a large volume of calls and they can't accept any more calls and the line was disconnected.
While it's a different reason to Alison's, Natasha says the delays are also difficult for her family.
Now, the reason why I wanted to get his birth certificate is so I can apply for his passport and go see my family in Croatia. I might not be able to go. This was quite upsetting.
Natasha and Alison are just two of thousands of new mothers facing the same issue. So what's happened and why? Karen Kiernan is CEO of support group One Family.
We started to get calls to our helpline during the summer from parents who weren't able to get their children's birth registered. The reason they were told that was happening was due to the cybersecurity attack on the HSE and the HSE trying to catch up with all of those birth reg problems. So that's where it's originated. There are still delays.
The HSE doesn't dispute the issues, saying the cyber attack meant it couldn't access its files between May and July. It says the reopening of local walk-in registration units in early October means average delays have now fallen in the worst affected counties, Dublin, Kildare and Wicklow, from a high of 16 weeks in midsummer to 8 weeks today. Separate HSE figures given to Social Democrats TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore, say at the start of October, delays ranged between 3 and 11 weeks nationwide, with Dublin, Monaghan and Cavan worst affected. The small improvements are no consolation for another affected family.
We knew there might be some delays in getting her birth certificate. However, we didn't think it would take the time or the effort that it ended up taking.
Limerick-based couple Rachel and David Birmingham's daughter, Mairead, was born in early August. While they have recently been able to register Mairead's birth, Rachel says the delays still have worrying consequences.
This meant 2 months I was without PPS number, no child benefit, no GP card, and we couldn't apply for her Irish passport or her US passport. We are lucky that we don't depend on those child benefit payments, but you know, other families are not so fortunate.
Support groups like One Family agree with Rachel. Here's Karen Kiernan again.
The reason people were ringing the One Family helpline was because they were absolutely stuck. We'd like the HSE to prioritise those parents who need the PPS number now to support themselves and their child, because you can't get supplementary welfare allowance for a child that doesn't legally exist.
For its part, the Department of Social Protection said it is listening to the concerns. A spokesperson told Morning Ireland it cannot give financial supports until a birth is registered with the HSE. But once a registration takes place, the spokesperson said a parent will receive child benefit within 2 weeks, including all previously missed payments. Parents like Alison McCabe say the help can't come soon enough.
In November, I'll start my unpaid leave. So having the children's benefits to get those essential things that Finn needs, every little bit will help.
Alison McCabe and her 4 and a half month old son, Finn, ending that report by Fiacra O'Kioni.